Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. I've recently talked about Iran, the fact that Iran is preparing for an attack from Israel. And of course, I've also talked about the potential consequences as to what would happen if such a strike would be launched. Today, I'd like to focus on Israel. Is the concern which Iran has that Israel might strike justified? And I'm not taking any positions here as to who is right and who is wrong. That's not the purpose of the address today. But I want you, dear friends, to understand in how dangerous times we are living. And that tomorrow, this world could be totally different from what it is today. And we got to prepare for that mentally and physically, even if we can. Here's an article by Times of Israel, dated August 11, which has this to say. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Ehud Barak have almost finally decided on an Israeli strike at Iran's nuclear facilities this fall. We're talking about the fall of 2012. And a final decision will be taken soon, Israel's main TV news broadcast reported on Friday evening. Channel 2 News, the country's leading news program, devoted much of its Friday night broadcast to the issue, detailing the pros and cons that, it said, have taken Netanyahu and Barak to the brink of approving an Israeli military attack, despite opposition from the Obama administration and from many Israeli security chiefs. Critically, the station's diplomatic correspondent, Udi Sigal, said, Israel does not believe that the U.S. will take military action as Iran closes in on the bomb. The U.S., the TV report said, has not provided Israel with details of an attack plan. President Obama has not promised to attack Iran if all else fails. Conditions cited by Defense Secretary Leon Panetti for an American attack do not calm Israeli concerns. And Obama has a record of seeking UN and Arab League approval before action. All these factors, in Jerusalem's mind, underline the growing conviction of Netanyahu and Barak that Israel will have to attack Iran alone, the TV report said. Israeli leaders have also noted that President George W. Bush vowed repeatedly that North Korea would not be allowed to attain weapons capability in a nuclear fashion, a vow that proved empty. Obama doesn't want to intervene militarily before the presidential elections in November, and it is doubtful that he would act afterwards, runs the Israeli assessment, the TV report said. Obama may believe that the U.S. can live with a nuclear Iran, but Israel cannot. The report quoted those in Netanyahu's circle as saying. And then, interestingly enough, it says, as for presidential challenger Mitt Romney, he takes a more forceful position, but would probably not have the domestic support necessary to act in the first year of his presidency if elected, and after that it would be too late. And then, of course, this article goes into the terrible repercussions which such an attack would prompt, but apparently the Israeli government feels they can live with that in comparison to a nuclear power of Iran with which they couldn't live. You know, it isn't just Israel which is saying that Iran is producing the bomb in order to destroy Israel. Here's an article by Times of Israel dated August 9 saying this. Hezbollah MP Walid Zakaria told Lebanese television this week that the nuclear weapon Iran is allegedly developing is intended to annihilate Israel. That's an open admission by Hezbollah, one of Iran's allies, that Iran is producing the bomb with the goal to destroy, wipe out Israel. Ahmadinejad reiterated the same thing. The Daily Israel Report stated on August 2 that Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has once again called for the annihilation of Israel, which he labels the axis of unity of the world's hegemonic powers. And then he said that they have to get rid of this Zionist regime. But you see, it didn't stop here. Another interesting article was published by the New York Times, dated August 12th. And I'd like to read a few excerpts from that article. It said, amid intensifying Israeli news reports saying that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is close to ordering a military strike against Iran's nuclear program, his deputy foreign minister called Sunday for an international declaration that the diplomatic effort to halt Tehran's enrichment of uranium is dead. Asked how long the Iranians should be given to cease all nuclear activity, Mr. Ayalon said, weeks and not more than that. The comments came after a frenzy of newspaper articles and television reports over the weekend suggesting that Mr. Netanyahu had all but made the decision to attack Iran unilaterally this fall. And quite frankly, it's not restricted to the United States of America, it's not restricted to Israel, where these reports are being published. I just saw the mass German tabloid Bild having a huge article on the front page saying, will Netanyahu attack Israel, or Iran rather, this fall? So everybody is now focusing on that possibility. But listen to this report by the Times of Israel from August 13. And that is really something which we should take great note of. The U.S. would not necessarily join in were Israel to launch a military strike against Iran's nuclear power. An unnamed source in the Obama administration told Israelis Channel 2 News on Monday. A second Israeli TV report on Monday night went so far as to specify the time frame for a possible attack, based in part on a tentative meeting scheduled between Netanyahu and President Barack Obama. Netanyahu is set to meet the president in Washington, rather than as previously thought at the UN General Assembly in New York, between September 28 and October 1. The prime minister, Channel 10 News reported Monday, could not possibly order an Israeli strike on Iran prior to that meeting, where the Iranian threat would presumably be the main subject of discussion. Neither could he order an attack before his tentatively scheduled address to the General Assembly a few days later on September 27. His last appeal to the international community for firmer action to thwart Iran, according to Channel 10. The time frame for an Israeli attack, the report suggested, would thus be sometime between October 2 and the presidential elections on November 6. Immediately after the U.S. elections, Israel couldn't defy a newly elected president, and fairly soon after that, it might be too late for Israel to stop Iran because of the Iranians' progress and the limitations of Israel's military capacity. Channel 10 went on to predict the likely consequences of an Israeli attack in terms of missiles fired by Iran and its allies such as Syria, Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. While Israel's conflict with Hezbollah in 2006 saw 4,500 rockets and missiles fired into Israel, an Israeli attack on Iran would prompt the firing of 50,000 missiles into Israel now. And then they say in this article that if Israel were to attack, Washington would provide Israel with an air defense umbrella against the anticipated retaliation by Tehran and its proxies. And then they talk about messages which have already been exchanged between Israel and the U.S. government and the Romney campaign. So, my friends, what we are seeing here, it is being seriously considered. Now, whether it's going to happen in October, before November, we don't know, and we are not going to say this. But what we are saying is that this world is drastically becoming a very dangerous place to live in. It always has been one, but it's getting worse and worse. And I want to ask you the question, are you prepared for something like that? Are you prepared to pay $5 or more a gallon for your gasoline? Because that could happen, and worse. Are you prepared for famine striking this country, not just because of an attack of Israel against Iran, but of other considerations, the drought and everything else which we are seeing and experiencing? Are you prepared for terrible disease epidemics? You know, my friends, all of this, the Bible says, is going to happen. It's going to come upon us. We don't know exactly when, but the indication is it won't be that far away. Are we spiritually preparing ourselves for protection from God when all of this happens? Because only there will be true protection. I hope and I pray, my friends, that you are doing that. Thanks very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.